here in Barcelona, Spain at Mobile World Congress. Steve Ballmer is just giving the keynote, and Brandon Watson is going to sort of share some of the big news that we're making. We've got a long list to go through.
Long list.
Let's start with Nokia.
Did something happen?
a little bit of excitement there.
A little bit of excitement. So obviously on Friday the announcement went out where Microsoft and Nokia are entering into an agreement where we are going, Windows Phone 7 will be the primary smartphone operating system for Nokia.
That's awesome.
It is a long-term agreement, and it is a big deal. If you're a Windows Phone developer, that just means a whole lot more handsets.
Yeah, I mean, Nokia is a global company, right?
It
so
is
how many
a
countries?
Monster country.
Yeah.
I think the numbers are in 170 countries or 190 countries. It is more bigger number than I can remember. I mean, they are truly a global brand. I mean, they are huge in China, all over Europe. They own Africa. I mean, they are everywhere.
And so for developers, do you think that means we're going to get a more a global outreach to the developers in the marketplace?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, you've got Symbian developers, and they've got 150 million handsets out there already, so they can talk about their successes in the Ovi store and how many, I think they're doing 4 million downloads a day in the Ovi store, so that's a real uptake within that community, which is awesome. And we hope to bring that level of handset penetration to the Windows Phone platform in the coming years with Nokia as our partner.
Nice. Very exciting. All right, let's move on. So we also want to talk about IE9. Some IE9 news
we
for
did,
Windows
yeah,
Phone.
Yeah, IE9 is coming to Windows Phone 7 in the next iteration, the next major release, which will be coming, I don't know, we have an official date. Let's call it later this year.
just
to be safe, sometime later this year or early next year. But, you know, coming in the next major release. And IE9 running on the phone is amazing. I mean, obviously IE9 is going final, so we're able to take our dependency on that code base and running all the standard stuff on an HTML5. It looks great, and that's awesome for web designers and website builders who want to use HTML5. Yeah. You've got that option on the phone. Which is really great, so it's very cool.
And then what about, I know there's been some talk about multitasking, there's a Twitter update.
Yeah, so let's start with multitasking. I mean, obviously the Windows Phone operating system has always been a multitasking operating system. It was just, how did that surface to the customer, and could developers take advantage of it? And so we gave a little bit of a flavor of how that will look to customers when they have access to apps that are multitasking on the phone, and what it can do, and doing stuff in the background, and the ability to fast task switch between apps and things that are running. And making that available to developers, and we showed a little bit of the flavor. For most of the developer stuff that we showed here today, it's going to be Mix is when we'll start showing that off. I mean, Mix is really the show where we showed things last year. We blew the doors off. It was amazing. And we are planning to have an amazing Mix this year in Vegas in April, April 12th.
April 12th.
It's going to be awesome. Sign up. It's going to fill up.
Get there. Vote for the 90s also.
That's right, the 90s. A couple guys on my team got nominated for 90s.
That's right.
I think they won
also,
extra money
winners
now.
Being announced at Mix. So very good. And
what's being announced?
The winners of the 90s.
Oh, the winners.
The 90s award show.
Yeah. No.
They, Windows Phone 7, a top runner for favorite new Microsoft product.
I did see that.
So
that's
there
awesome.
You go.
And
all right, let's talk Twitter.
Twitter. I'm going to go tweet that. So Twitter integration. I mean, when Windows Phone first shipped, it's all about being inherently social and having your connectedness built into the phone. And Facebook was the obvious first choice.
Yeah.
You know, hundreds of millions of customers already, so it made sense, Windows Live and Facebook. But obviously a lot of people use Twitter. It was really important for people to have be able to do Twitter updates from within the context of their contacts cards and from within the context of their people hub.
Yep.
And so we're going to be enabling that in the next iteration of the OS. It's going to be built in and just kind of a core part of the operating system experience. Nice.
And did Scott Guthrie build the Twitter app?
He did.
I've heard
two lines of code.
Did
it in 5 minutes on stage.
Nice. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we're going to wrap it up now. If there's anything else that we've missed out on, Brandon?
You know, I'm going to pimp my Twitter address. I mean, if we're going to throw it out here, at Brandon Watson. If you have, listen, I am hearing from new devs every day. The whole team's hearing from new devs every day. We have lots of great ideas. People feel like, you know, they don't have enough of a channel. Start using it. Don't feel ashamed of bombarding us. We might get a little bit busy, but we definitely want to hear more from you guys. You know, the stage just opened up. I definitely don't reply to you. The stage just opened up with Nokia. This is now a big deal, especially with all the Symbian developers, and we want to make this as great a transition as a symbiotic relationship as possible.
That's awesome.
Great. You're losing your files. Woo,
there we go.
There's your out sequence right there.
That's a wrap. We'll be back with more from Mobile World Congress. Ha ha ha.